Greetings, respected viewers. Some of you have requested that salutation on beginning. So in this video, I'm going to talk about what President Vladimirovich Putin has done. I think it was just this morning, where he removed General Sergei Surovikin as in charge of the so-called special military operation, which is to say Russia's illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine. And he's replaced Surovikin with General Valery Gerasimov. I hope I got the accentuation right on that one. So that's obviously not a good sign. You'd be months. So Gerasimov, he is the chief of staff, as he's the highest general in the Russian army. He's held that post since 2012, and he's the longest serving officer in that position for 12 years. So he's very close to Putin. So he is this sort of dull-eyed bruiser, a goon, an absolute ogre, someone with, well, a man after Putin's own heart, with no humanity whatsoever, utterly bereft of common decency. I mean, you know, there's I go by physiognomy somewhat. You can just tell he's completely bloodless, a man who has no heart whatsoever. So he and Surovikin is cut from the same cloth. They're people who succeeded in Syria by deliberately gassing thousands of civilians, by willfully targeting hospitals and things like that, by war crimes and crimes against humanity. Obviously, super added to this by the Putin regime is a crime against peace. The planning, preparation, threatening, and indeed perpetration of this illegal war against Ukraine. And what flows from that is that every act of warfare committed by the Russian forces is a crime. Now, I don't hold the lowdowns to be criminals, you know, the privates, the corporals, the sergeants, and so on, even some of the junior officers, but some of the more senior people, they do have a choice, and they could resign or something like that. But they're obeying illegal orders. Anyway, this is clearly because of defeats. Things are not going the way it was supposed to. Now, it's widely rumored that Gerasimov actually planned this operation. So it's beyond me why he's actually in charge, because he would have assured Putin this was going to succeed in a few weeks. And in fairness, a lot of Western pundits believed it would succeed in a few weeks as well. I thought it was going to succeed in about 2 months, although I